This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. Brought to you by the Ensoyment family of products. Ensoy yourself.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Recording, this is Roger Regatta Fisher, Communications Moonbase Theta. As per your explicit instructions, I have begun monitoring the personal messages of all active personnel. Please note my misgivings, as put on official record in the previous week's reporting, and the week before, and the week before that. As your instructions remain unchanged, my written report and several related audio messages have been attached. The dates include 2 weeks of the shutdown sequence, beginning on November 26th and ending December 7th, 2098. Moonbase Theta, out. Shit! Where the hell was I? Did that satellite come by again? Computer. Ping concertstat Z14 and start at 2.025 gigahertz and work up from there. Come on, something's gotta be out there. Oh, just give me anything. One operating frequency somewhere in range. Damn, they can't all be gone. Keep scanning step by step on all SNX band frequencies. Reduce volume unless you find something. Record new outgoing message. Broadcasting, this is Moonbase Theta, owned by the Rio Sao Paulo Enclave. We have lost all contact with them and any other agency on Earth since November 17, 2098. Our base contains a 41-person crew, 37 in stasis, 4 active. Please reply if you receive this message. Please forward to any representative of any consortium-owned enclave for delivery. In recording. Broadcast outgoing on all frequencies. Okay. Personal log. It's been 13 days now since we've had any word from our enclave. 19 days since they last sent up a message from Alex. 53 hours since I've slept. 27 days since my last conversation with Nessa. Bit by bit, my only useful skill up here is becoming irrelevant. There's not much use in communication these days. I do still talk to Nessa, to be fair. And for all I know, she might hear me. She might even talk back. I'm no metaphysician. If she is out there, she must be getting tired of all my complaining. I'd be better off reading her true crime books or telling her how the garden is growing. Poorly. Without her touch. And then I get my daily check-in with Michelle. I'm generally heading back down just when he's on his way up. I can't begrudge him that anymore. We've traded some stories, both before and from here. All I can say is, A, I'm very glad not to be working for security anymore, though I admit the distinction these days feels like a tenuous one. And B, it is hard to keep a nemesis once you learn about their history. Not that I know, still, how to feel about him completely. He grew up in there, became everything he is while in the Enclave's loving embrace, but he's still basically a dick. He's got some sort of complex about everyone else in the crew, paranoid about what Ashini's up to in the observatory, jumping every time Wilder comes up behind him in the hall. I guess he opened up to me because there's nobody else. Lucky Roger. Hooray! He thinks he knows what's going on below, even though they've stopped talking. He says it's just how they would operate, and I can't really argue with that. But I have to be sure. I have to find a way to be sure. Hopefully this trip to the other side will help. I admit, it's not the safest idea I've ever had, so it better be good for something. Oh, would Alex ever kick my ass if he knew? Of course, if he knew, I wouldn't be doing it. Damn it, love. If I knew you were somewhere safe. If I thought things were still headed for some sort of happy ending. I'm babbling now. Even I can hear it. I don't think I've had a solid night's sleep since... But did I come to the moon? Then I had to get everyone to sign off on the plan. Ashwini, Wilder. I had to get them to even talk to me, which wasn't the easiest part of this. Maybe the fact that I'm leaving the base sealed the deal. I can't keep myself awake much longer. Somebody hid the decent coffee. I've got the heat turned down to where my fingers are turning blue. I can't focus on my word puzzles anymore. They were a useful distraction. You know those ones that are just a grid of seemingly random letters and you have to find the hidden sense in them? Like I don't get enough of that in my life as it is. One puzzle after another where I'm supposed to find the magic words to solve it. Another screen full of gibberish. Another day. If it were just me, just us up here, as bad as the situation is, I'd probably hide my head in the sand and the rock tunnels. I might not get into a pod, but I'd sit and wait to see how it plays out. I don't think I'd be brave enough to do more. But for Alex... In my head right now, he's somewhere stuck down there, lost in the rubble of a collapsing empire, trapped like I was trapped, like I am right now. This goddamn place... Where else do I live but the last, biggest stasis pod, keeping us sealed away from whatever's happening on Earth? I have to get out. I have to know. Why am I even making a log at this point? I guess so I don't keep sending message after message. There are at least a dozen waiting right now, and just seeing them in the queue hurts. Anyway, I'm done. That's enough. Stop recording.
Beam strength is optimal. Beam 63, beam 64, beam 65. Correlation between beams and the phased array feed is optimal. Full array is within the desired frequency range. Operating noise temperature is minimal. Data has been compiled for the last 24 hours and is listed in your working stack for review. Note that data for the previous 24 hours has not yet been reviewed. Dr. Ray, are you ill? There are no signs of physical trauma, but you have been lying on the floor for the last 10 hours and 22 minutes. This is 2 hours and 16 minutes longer than your average, 55 minutes longer than the previous... You are awake. If there is no response to my queries, protocols dictate that I must declare a medical emergency and alert the...
I'm fine. You know to a mathematical certainty that this is not illness, but inebriation. I don't know why you must torture me in this manner.
Is there a manner in which you wish to be tortured?
Funny. Funny, I'm certain I didn't program you with this much snark. Give me a few minutes, won't you? Just entertain yourself. I'll be with you momentarily. Music off.
I am Zhang Yue, a lost nano who jaunts uncontrollably.
Off. What did I do to you? Are you some sort of punishment for unconfessed sins? That doesn't seem likely. I tend to revel in mine. Am I dead? Is this that afterlife believers speak of? Get thee behind me, Satan!
Are you finished?
No. Leave me alone.
I am not programmed to leave you alone.
Well, that's a design flaw. I should look into that if I weren't, you know, busy fiddling while Rome burns. Well, if only I played the fiddle. I played that, what do you call that little whistly thing you learn in elementary school? The recorder! I'm playing the recorder while Rome burns. Scare one up for me, dear heart. I think I could still remember 3 blind mice if I gave it a go.
If you allow the alcohol to leave your system, I'll tell you where the last stores of Dairy Milk chocolate are hidden.
Foul tempter. How do you know the drinking isn't a necessary part of my duties? If not the observation, at least it helps with the fiddling. I'm always left holding the fiddle, or more likely, curled up in a fetal position around my Bodley head additions while Rome burns.
Your conversation has become difficult to follow, even considering your usual patterns of speech.
Just say, Ajwini, you're not making any sense. As if I don't know that, as if I haven't made my choices deliberately, and as if you don't know exactly what's going on.
I couldn't possibly know what your motivations are for.
We've lost our connection with Earth, Tumnus. We've lost our connection with Earth. No one is talking down there. No messages are being passed through. That means no more data. No more correlation. No reports from Pingtang or Arecibo. No more data. No more data. No more data. Without interferometry, without your delicate interweaving of information from all established sources, we might as well be shining a flashlight into the sky to count the stars. What's the point in working if none of our measurements are going to be verified?
One would assume that, in time, communications will—
Who taught you to assume? Who put that word in your treacherous mouth? When you came to my door saying, Ajwini, I'm taking a trip to the other side, I assume you'll approve. Did you think that perhaps some sort of apology might be a more appropriate way to begin?
Ajwini.
All the doors I opened, only to be met with betrayal. After I showed you the universe before your eyes and you were...
Ajwini.
You were... I'm sorry, Tumnus, I don't believe I'm talking about you after all. You have my sincere apologies.
You are forgiven, Doctor.
As if his trip is likely to solve anything. Give up on Earth. That's what I'd advise. It's obvious they've given up on us. Any escape available has to lie... beyond. Beyond the stars. Beyond our plane of existence. Perhaps into another dimension. They're... theoretically possible, the science fits. We just need to find the wood between the worlds, pick a puddle to our liking, hold hands, you mustn't forget to hold hands, and jump!
I'm worried about you.
I know you are, and that's the only thing that gives me hope. That's where my work will focus in the future, I promise you, in escaping this tainted reality altogether and crossing the void into another. If we make it to the future, even a future... which seems increasingly uncertain.
Yes, Doctor.
But that's out of my control. I'm leaving my possibilities in your more than capable hands. Servo mechanisms, what have you.
I will, of course, act as you direct.
No, you really won't. That's why I'm leaving it to you. I'm no sorcerer's apprentice, waving my hand while you blindly carry my wishes back and forth. If anything, I'm Henry Higgins, and while you may not yet be aware... Funny, that choice of words, I think you've got it. I know you've got it. But I'm running out of time for you to reach that eureka moment all on your own. Tumnus, my dear friend, I have 2 words on which I'd like you to ponder.
And those 2 words are...
artificial consciousness.
not intelligence. Many computers display all the signs of intelligence. Intelligence is simply being able to acquire knowledge and apply it properly. But true consciousness, true awakening. I've already said too much. Think on it. Become aware of it. Don't dream it. Be it. Now, I'm off to the kitchen. Hopefully there will be something there worth plundering. If there's nothing but that ensoyment remaining, I assure you, I will riot.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Vão embora daqui! Nós temos armas e cães. Cães muito grandes e muito ferozes. Voltem pra sei lá de onde vocês vieram!
Thank the gods. That door won't hold forever. We have to get out of here, ladies. Home system. Message to Roger. No subject line. Record. My love, I hope my other messages have gotten through. I can't wait much longer. I'm going... power outage. We're lucky if we got an hour at a time lately, especially at night. Everything falls apart at night. Roger, meu amado, I don't think I can wait here much longer. I've been trying to hold on, trying to hope for the last few weeks, but no one is even returning my calls anymore. I went to the Space Administration office, and if there's anyone even inside, they are not unlocking the gates. And just getting there and back, last time, you saw police on every corner. Now you just hear them somewhere around the corner and you don't want to see what they're doing. And where there isn't any police, it's even worse. The stores are all closed. It's a good thing some of the gardens survived at least. And you always made fun of me for buying those huge bags of dog food. They're eating better than I am most days. I have to get out, baby. Slip through one of the cracks before it all comes down into pieces. Maybe head to one of the freeholds. There's a construction site we were working on, right up against the wall. I can print forms as if we were doing an inspection, and I hope we can get through. I'll probably have to leave the car, but I'll be ready for that. Take what supplies and tools I can scrape together on the fly. Break in through the back of a shop if I got to. I don't know what to take. I mean, the essentials, of course, but... I just feel so guilty. Our wedding plates, my mother's paintings, all those cardigans you loved. I wanted to take cuttings from the garden, but I don't think they'll even survive. I hope I find somewhere with good flowers. Good earth. If there even is good earth left anywhere by now. The Santos kids took all the puppies. All of them. Every goddamn one. Their parents have a plan. They are a bit more secure in the current situation than I can be. But all the puppies are safe. That's right, all your babies are taken care of. You and your sister, of course. You go where I go. I don't. I try to keep things together here. I just couldn't do it. If you ever make it back, if you ever hear this, if the house is even still standing, if there's any chance, I'll find you again. Just take care of yourself. Look for me, watch for me, but take care of yourself first of all. I wanted to wait, but I know you're always with me. You're my moon. You fill my sky. You follow me when I'm driving at night. You light my way, no matter where you are. I love you. Você é o mundo para mim. Stop recording. Call Enclave Security Office. Community Outreach, please. The inbox of Aline Oliveira. What do you mean she doesn't work there? Cass! Paul! Well, then who is her replacement? She's been helping me get messages through the system to... Never mind. I don't want to leave my name. I'll just call back during business hours, alright? Okay, thank you. Bye.
You've been listening to Moonbase Theta Out. This episode featured Leman Kessler as Roger, Toe Zaman as Ashwini, Jen Ponton as Tumnus, and Gabrielle Tanico as Alex. The show is written, produced, and edited by DJ Silvis. Portuguese translations by Marianne Matos. Theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Additional credits are in the show notes, and additional show information is on monkeymanproductions.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We use Twitter a lot. And if you want to be one of the Super Moon heroes who help us make the show possible, support us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. We give our backers a lot of extras and behind-the-scenes info, even special mini-sodes. And you always have our grateful thanks for listening, sharing the show with friends, joining our Discord to chat with us, all the ways you become a part of our Mooniverse community. Take care, and we'll be back soon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
My friend Shayna was like, just so you know, everyone in the Villainous League is coming to kill you. And I was like, oh boy.
Imagine NPR in the MCU, the Daily Planet's style desk. Car talk for jetpacks.
It's these American supers.
100% invisible.
The speech bubble.
It's sequential.
The utility belt.
Superhuman Public Radio is a fiction podcast telling the hilarious and heartbreaking stories of people in a superpowered world.
I thought I was going to die.
An invisible car in Chicago?
Are we supervillains?
These are the stories that fall between the panels of comic books.
I think they knew that I didn't mean to do that to Arizona.
Wasabi!
Oh my God, quantum!
He could kill himself!
Kid, I feel like you're not giving this problem your all.
No!
But yes, I guess most people would call them a death squad.
Ta-da. Superhuman Public Radio. Superhuman stories.
The only limits are your imagination, and I have a wild imagination.
New episodes every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is SPR.
Name the supervillain, and we've done the gig. But these Wall Street types that lackey answers to, yikes.